on how we're going to use computers in schools in Norway. Bjørn will hold a presentation on the small netbooks, as they're called internationally. And you will hold this in Norwegian, right?
No.
No, you'll do it in English.
Yes, some English and some Norwegian,
okay,
perhaps.
So, welcome Bjørn, and this is the last talk for today, so enjoy the show.
Thank you. Like this, I think. This is a small PC from China. So thanks to, where was the guy from, Taiwan? Yes. We loved it. Here it is.
Interesting.
Huh. Oh, what's this?
Just show, it's longer.
Is it a Windows PC here? No. Okay.
It's just a screen.
Just a screen.
A smaller computer with a smaller screen.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Don't look at this.
Okay.
This is a big picture. I work in a community municipality in Norway. We do healthcare and education and have some public administrations. And this is the Skole Linux project. It's very small and almost all of us haven't heard about it. But it's a great, complete solutions for schools. Well, it is some Skole Linux installation at the local government, but on the county municipalities in the regional government, it's very, very few installations of Skole Linux. So it should be a dialogue here, but a lot of reasons it's not a good dialogue there. So what are we going to do then? Almost all Norwegian upper secondary schools use Windows. And we have a lot of money. So it's not true when Knut Irvin said that the schools in Norway are poor. We are not poor. We have a lot of money. And we buy PCs to every student that got a PC. A big one with Windows Vista like this. Is that a pure school? No. It's a rich school. It's a rich country. So why do we bother with these small pieces? It's 20 of these county municipalities, and my is Buskerud. I think it's this one. And we have about 10,000 pupils and 3,000 teachers. And all the clients and all the servers are based on Microsoft Windows. Because it's the best platform for trouble-free computing. No problem with this. You can have installed video editing tools and Rose Garden and such kind of things. Yeah. And the commercial software from the big vendors is, of course, the best. Sure. Because free software is free like free beer. And that's not good. Yeah. So we have a problem, as Lars told you. And you can't do cut and paste from Firefox to impress. Yeah. Why haven't you fix it? Stupid little thing. You have to save it on the hard drive and then insert picture. You can't do a really good crop in Impress with 3.0 or OpenOffice. You can, but not with 2.4. So my colleagues in the municipalities, they need a little update of their competence. So for a few years ago, I come to the idea of have a national competence center of free and open source software here in Norway. And now we have the center, there are four people. And they are trying to help me to learn my colleagues that it's a big world out there with free software. I come home to Buskerud and tell about Brazil and Germany. But they don't listen, they don't care. We have Windows. So at last, the small PC from Taiwan and China come. I have waited for this time. Now we have the tool we need to have the eyes opened and look. Ah, it is something other things out there than Windows. So now we can give a small little PC, cheap, and it's supported from the PC manufacturer. And that, I think, that's a very important thing. Because all this driver, trouble with the drivers, and then it comes a kernel update and the Wi-Fi doesn't work afterwards. Blah. So, this is our regional minister of education. Last week, we give the Minister of Government, Administration and Reform an Acer One. Last Tuesday. And she was, wow, great, a small PC with free software. And this is a very important person in education in Norway. He don't like free software. Well, perhaps now, because somebody has also given him a small Acer One. And on his blog here, you can read, all in Norwegian of course, his good experience with that small PC. He like it. It's okay. Don't borrow about Linux, but it's Firefox and it's OpenOffice. That's what we need. But you have missed in something, you guys. The power of marketing. Have you forgot it? It's a bit more outside there.
Working on it.
Which water is the best one? Norway produces oil. At the petrol station, you can buy a liter with gas, petrol, for about 12 crowns a liter. Half a liter with petrol is 6 crowns. This one is 25 crowns. It's much more money in water than in oil. And it's very cheap to produce this. It's going to the tap and shht. And we tell all the foreigners it's from ice up in the north. Of course. From the mountains. But it's from tap. And the municipality, the people who produce the public water in Norway, they got to the paper and said our public water is the best water, much better than the water from the bottles. So why don't you people do that? Go into the paper and said this is the best software. It's free and it's much better than the proprietary software. So we have to do more like these things. This is a article I have in a local paper and in some IT magazines here in Norway for about 1 year ago. It stands small laptops for pupils in schools. And it's all about Web 2.0, as the guy from Taiwan mentioned. So all the thing you need is a browser. Who care about the operating environment or operating systems, GNOME or Kode? I don't matter. Give me a browser. Because the upper secondary school in Norway, they have a project. It's called National Digital Learning Place or something. And they spent about 50 million crowns to make digital content with interactive animations. And next autumn, I think we will have content for every subject. Yes. And the people who is making this content are very uppmärksam.
Aware
of the Firefox and Linux. It should work on this platform. That's good news. But I can't go to my regional education, Ministry of Regional Education, and say that. So why is he smiling? I had to use something. It's light. It's nice. A little bit sexy. And it's all about money. So when I go to the local paper, I said, this is half of the price. And he is smiling. Because we are spending 100 millions of crowns in the next 4 years to give all the students their own laptop. And half the price of 100 million is about 50 million. Easy. So, this is a trick. Have the head officer, top chief, to have a small PC and let him go, ask the students, what do you think about this? Oh, sexy, nice. And I think about approximately 2/3 of our pupils in our schools could use these small PCs, because for the browser and the office, OpenOffice is enough. The other 1/3 is perhaps students in media classes. They use Mac, big Macintosh machines, and so on. So it's not this to everybody, but 2/3. Yes, thank you. It's real nice. I want one. That's the answer when we all ask the students, especially the girls, like these small pieces, because I tell them the colors. And you can get them in a color who's called pink. So, well, I have spread, as you see, some small pieces with Linux to some important people. And I want to spread it to as many as possible. But there will be a lot of questions. You know, the document format problem. And a lot of other things. The quality. Who maintains the software? Who get paid to maintain the software? And so on. So I have addressed a lot of these questions in our project. This is, of course, only Norwegian. You see, Norwegian is a big country here in the world. So, but I have some of this if you want. And I still the question, is this a PC for the future in Norwegian schools? I don't know, but I think so. It's a lot of challenges, how to implement this PC in existing ICT infrastructure, because 19 of the 20 county municipalities are using Microsoft infrastructure. Software. It's only one who has a infrastructure based on free software. And we have about 100 to 200 Windows applications from, in example, car vendors. When they learn to fix a car nowadays, they have a computer, plug it in to the car, and they find the problem on the computer. And you can guess what kind of platform we have to run this software on. So we have to test. Could we use Wine? Perhaps will it be a Web 2.0 application? And how to get the teachers motivated to learn a new computer systems with some new applications? And what about the competence for our IT staff? Oh, I don't want to think about it, but that's a really problem or chance. So I want as many municipalities as possible to join this project. This is a few of them. There are much more now. And this is, it's learning. It's a learning management system producer here in Norway. They are going international, I think. And we use its learning. It's a good platform, they told me. I don't know. But they have promised me to fix all the bugs if we find some problems with Firefox and the Linux platform. I trust them, so I hope. But the small PCs isn't designed to compete with ordinary 15 inches Windows laptops. So, in example, Acer has their update service and they just update bug fix. I can't install new applications. Perhaps that's enough? I don't know. Yes, I know it's possible. The packet manager is there. It's Fedora-based distribution. It's called Linpus. So on the back here, we have tried to install some video editing tools today, but so my project is to see, is it some better model to use this? Could the school owners build a repository and update service here and take the vendor's update here and some third parts repository from Fedora or Ubuntu or Debian or school Linux? I don't know. Test software and then push it out. And I think you guys who is working with school Linux, people who are developing Debian, EDU, Linux, school Linux, could help me in this project with these things.
Sure.
Yeah.
I have an image for you from Glassnopper for this machine.
Good.
You can have it.
Thank you. So we have to start beginning this discussion. This is a closed world. Windows, Microsoft. There is you guys with good, great software. And we have to build the bridge. We have a great opportunity to make success together. Up to the sky. The sky is the limit. Yes. Thank you for listening.
Okay, as you can see here, we are now a bit overdue on the wrap-up, but we're in time for the conference end. And
there's no food left.
There is no food left, though. So you might, if you like, hang around and talk to some people, but all in all, we're just going to sum up a bit what we learned today and who we've been talking to, and then it's over. So what have we done today? Well, we have met quite a few interesting people. We have learned about how the free software movement has delivered projects that has helped us come to this day when you can say that there is truly an initiative available in many, many, many places in the world to deliver better education. This has been the first of what I hope will be a yearly or semi-yearly conference for using Linux in the education. And not only Linux, but free software in general. So, to all the participants from Spain, from Norway, Italy, Denmark, Germany, Brazil, the United States, was
Taiwan.
That all?
Taiwan.
I wish to thank you all for coming here and helping us create first the Developer Summit in the weekend and now today the user conference. And Lars, who has been working so hard for this for so long. Everyone, thank you for being here and hope to see you soon, I should say. Thank you. And of course, one of the commercial companies here today would like to give away one of these little computers that Björn was just talking about. This is an Acer, and you can tell us the specifications if you like and what you can do with it, or shall we just give it to someone?
Well, this is the same kind of micro PC as Björn Venn was talking about. It's the Aspire one from Acer that he's using himself. And we will pull out one sheet, and I need some voluntarily to pull out one of these.
Lush.
I now I have the button, I have the upside down, so you don't see what stands there.
So?
That one, okay.
That one.
And here it stands, David Tunsberg Pettersson, Harestad skole.
So, he's going to get this one and take it home. And hopefully the school will get to play with it or use it.
Of course.
So you can give it to him.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Inspire you all to try Linux on handheld mobile devices. We have been given by Nokia instead of the OLPC that we were unfortunately not able to get. We got a Nokia N810 internet tablet instead that of course runs Linux and is based on Debian. I have here the list of people who have been attending today. And what I'll do is just I'll be mean, I'm not sure who is where on this list, so I'll just close my eyes and I'll point my finger down the row and whoever is under my finger will get it, okay? So that's I will guess that some of you will say that it's a bad selection process, but I talked to Knut and we decided on this one. So, okay. I'm not even sure if I'm on or okay, this one. Audun Vangen. And to be honest, this is just the empty box he will get rid of. So Jordan, I'll make sure that it will be in the mail to you, so you can have the box just to show off for starters, and you'll get the real one pretty soon. So
this is the real one.
Yeah, that's a real one. Oh, you have it. Oh, you have your own. Right. So, thank you again, everyone, for showing up. And please try to be good to each other, use free software, and create a better society through better use of technology and education. Thank you.
Yeah.